There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Your serious emotional flashback, turmoil, when I couldn't find the Panini 1990-1991 Aberdeen FC silver sticker anywhere. Devastating for a massive Dons fan. We've got another Dons fan. Well, loosely a Dons fan in here, I suppose. Really? I mean, I know, I get that. But, well, at least you're a Dons fan. Jude, does that bring back memories?
It does.
You?
It does bring back massive memories. Spending an absolute fortune to complete Scottish Premiership or Scottish Premier League as it was back then, English Premier League. Then the World Cup came around, and then it would be buying all these packets and swapping with friends and getting shinies, as we like to call them, not silvers. It was shinies back then, and yeah, when you completed it, oh, such a sense of achievement.
You had to put them on dead straight.
Dead straight.
You missed that bit of the text, though. Got need. Like, you was the best part.
That
like,
was it. Yeah. Before school, you'd get there 10 minutes early and you'd be all stand around in a circle and you'd be swapping through the stickers. Got you. I've got that one. Got that one. Really need that one. I'll have to swap you these 100 just for that one to finish my Celtic squad or my Aberdeen squad as it was. Yeah, great. I do miss that, to be honest.
It's coming to a home near you soon. Are you? What a serious question. Are you going to do the sticker book? You are, as far as I'm concerned, the ultimate football fan.
I'm 31 now, Tim.
I bet you're tempted.
I'm 31.
You're
more
tempted now than when you came in this door.
Yes, yeah. that goes without saying. But can you buy them here? I don't think you can.
They're not available yet. Well, I think there are some grey imports from what I gather. My son is desperate and he's been looking everywhere and he can't find. They're not sort of, but they're coming.
They are coming. Okay, that's exciting news. I may well do it.
I told this story. I'll fill you in very briefly. My friend and his son were in a hotel in London and the Serbian team were there and he had his Panini book out over breakfast. They came over to see how he was progressing with
their
squad.
Brilliant.
So if he doesn't get their stickers, I'm sure he can just use his photo with them.
That is awesome.
I know. Can you imagine?
And they can sign it as well. So the aim of the game is not only to complete the Panini sticker book, it's to then get autographs. That is quality. I need to look at those pictures.
So his son, I think his son's about 9. So,
wondering why his
dad's
got a sticker book. The son, isn't he? In this instance, obviously.
It's great that that's still going, though. You know, in a day and age, we talk about social media and kids not doing the things that we did as kids now. The fact that Panini sticker books are still around and that kids out there, and adults probably some, myself included, are getting excited about it, I think it's magical.
Well, Mac, it's not too late. Max texted in, wow, I feel like I missed out. I'm on a massive fad. I've never heard about these stickers until just now, and he's 24. Mac, get involved.
Get involved,
too right. But be ready to spend 4,000 dirhams. Because that's what
cost.
It could cost.
A scientist has found that that's what it's going to cost in order to complete said sticker book.
That's right. At today's exchange rate, 4,012 dirhams. It could cost you as much as that. But there you are. That's one story. Do you know the other story? It really is. It's all about the cricket at the moment.
Still.
We're going over this, and then there's a development, and we've heard from Steve Smith today, but there is other news as well.
There is a huge breaking news story in the past. Our Darren Lehman, having been exonerated a couple of days ago, he has decided to quit as the head coach of Australia. He will stand down at the end of the current test series against South Africa. He has said in a statement released this afternoon, after viewing Steve and Cameron's hurting, it's only fair that I make this decision. So he was due to finish up at the end of the Ashes series next year, 2019, but he has taken the decision for the good, I think, of the game. I think his family will be suffering. Darren Lehman, they've come in, these Aussie boys, for a lot of abuse in the last few days, and he's clearly felt that the right decision for the team moving forward is for him to step away from the spectrum, away from the magnifying glass, and for this Australian cricket team to go in a different direction. So Darren Lehman has chosen to step down.
Did he know?
It's the million-dollar question. The investigation that has been carried out said that he did not. I know an awful lot of people are very sceptical of that. I tend, honestly, to go with Robbie Greenfield's thinking last night, in which he said that the punishments meted out to Steve Smith, to Cameron Bancroft and to David Warner have been such, and they have been, a lot of people feeling that they're almost too harsh, these penalties. I know there's one or two that feel that it's probably too lenient. The majority, though, I feel, do think it's they've been harshly dealt with. Due to that, you would have to think then, on that kind of line of thinking, that Darren Lehman was found in the investigation, that he didn't play a part in it. The fact he stepped away, and Robbie asked that question this afternoon, is this an admission of guilt? I don't think it is. I just think this is. He's probably sat down with his family and the spotlight is on them. The anger is such that he has taken the decision, and at this time it's better for the team moving forward and his family to move forward if he takes himself out of the firing line.
I think though as well, he's still going to be in the eye of the storm now. Even if you step down, people are still going to be talking about you. So, I mean,
at least there, though, he's not there to be shot at, right? You take yourself away from press conferences. You're not at the figurehead of the Australian cricket team moving forward. What he can do, and you're right, NLT, there will still be questions, and I'm sure Darren Lehman will have questions asked to him for the rest of his days. What he is doing, though, is he's taking a back seat. He'll go back to wherever he lives in Australia, and he can lead a semblance of a normal life. He's taking himself out of the firing line, and what he is doing is he's drawing a line underneath it so that this Australian cricket team can start on a new, I guess, path, rebuilding the faith and the trust that a lot of cricket fans have put in them, and takes them in a different direction now. And who that man be that replaces him, the word down in Oz is that it will be Justin Langer. I expect that to be the case. I know Ricky Ponting's been linked, Adam Gilchrist has been linked as well, but I think the smart money is on Justin Langer to take on that role moving forward.
That's a good call. We've seen Steve Smith today, haven't we? Was that press conference? That was today.
It was.
Wasn't it? He's obviously...
gutted.
Gutted and tearful.
I dared to suggest on social media that I had a small piece of sympathy for him, and I've been shot down by an awful lot of people, but it's very difficult. We're all human, and it's very difficult to watch that today and not feel...
Oh, come on. He's 28.
I know, but I still...
Oh, like, seriously.
He's got his dad there, he's got his mum there.
Can you imagine if you did something wrong at work, Chris, and you brought one of your parents in?
That's a bit strange, that.
It's
very
odd.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. But I guess if I was to do something wrong in this office, I would not have the watching world scrutinising me. And the scenes last
night
of him...
Depends if you said it in the studio or not, really.
Well, that's also true. But I think the scenes of him walking out, was it Cape Town or Johannesburg, the airport, surrounded by security guards, it kind of... It hits home that this is... It's affected his life. One silly decision.
Come on, Chris.
Oh, come on, though, NLT.
No.
There's no place for him. He's not a villain. He's not a criminal.
No, he's not a criminal, but is he being treated like a criminal?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Absolutely,
he is a sports star in the public eye. If you make if you're good, if you're great, if you save a test series, for example, you are lauded in the press.
Yes.
If you make a mistake, though, you need to suffer it too. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, but there's lines to be crossed, and he has been treated like a common criminal. He's not broken a lot. Of course he is. Did you see the scenes of him leaving Cape Town?
Yeah, but of course, that's acceptable.
Because
there's a media scrum around
Absolutely.
Anyone. So anyone that's a big star will have that on a day-to-day basis. And because of this, he is now a bigger star than he ever had been. So
he's not a bigger star.
He is. More people know. People who aren't interested in
cricket. He's not a star, though.
He is, though. He's famous
for this. A star implies that if you're a superstar, that you are someone doing good. Right now, he is not a star.
No. Stars don't... They're not always good, are they?
They always shine bright, do stars. And he is not shining bright at this moment in time.
His star is tarnished. Do you know what I'm thinking at the moment? I'm thinking, fight.
Well, there's two ways. Listen, I've criticised Steve Smith, but there comes a point where you need to draw a line. His family are, and right now, the tears came from Steve Smith today because he says, he admits, a silly mistake, a stupid mistake, and I've let down my family. He turned to his father, his mother. They're going through hell right now. They've got cameras, man, and listen, again, he's got to be responsible for his actions. He should have known that would be the case, but again, they're human beings at the end of the day.
There's a difference here, though. Having your parents with you at something like this, I'm not sure if that's of the age, but if I'd done this and I'd said to my father or my mother, can you join me at the press conference, I would have got, you did it, you face it.
Each to their own. I'm sure his father has, like so many fathers and mothers out there, you all have a different parenting style. He's going through hell. I'm sure he's going through hell. He's made a mistake on a cricket field that has tarnished his reputation, has changed the course of his life. He is maybe in a state right now, mental state, that his father felt it would be wise for him to be there and just keep an eye on him. We don't know the mental state of Steve Smith right now. I would suggest watching that press conference today. His state of mind is not a good one right now, and them as parents have taken the decision. They know their son better than you and I. They've taken the decision that it's a good idea for them to be by his side when he is facing not just an angry mob. It's a mob mentality. It's Australian people are let down. There's an awful lot of people around the world
can I just say though, I mean, is he truly upset about the fact that he's made a mistake and he was caught, or is he more bothered about the fact that he's losing millions from his IPL deal and stuff? I think the consequences for him are maybe what are bringing some of these tears to.
There may be that. Again, that would be speculating. I think not for one second Steve Smith thought that this story would be as big as it is. We are still talking about it in Dubai 4 days after the fact. This is front page news
around the world. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't think that, no matter who you are, you would never be prepared for that. And he was no way. You could see from the press conference that he gave 10 minutes after coming off the field on Saturday, there is nothing that can prepare you for what has come on. And listen, we need to draw a line in this. Yes, we criticise him for doing it. He's not a criminal, though. He's made a mistake in a sporting arena. It's a grave one. But come on, we cannot keep hounding the man. He's 28 years of age. He's got a family.
All right, then. I think the proof of this will be Cameron Bancroft's mother was with him at the press conference, I believe.
Cameron Bancroft spoke very well as well. The one person that has not spoken, incidentally, is David Warner. He released a mealy-mouthed statement, which make of it what
you want. I'm wondering when he does face the media, because he will have to do that, whether he'll have parental influence there as well. And then you start to think, hold on, this looks like this has been staged a little bit more.
Well, perhaps that accusation. I've got a funny feeling David Warner will not have his parents alongside him. I get the impression David Warner is...
It's interesting, though, this, isn't it? It's got so much...
Absolutely, it has. Everyone's got an opinion on it, and it's interesting that some people will say, listen, Steve Smith, that tears today, he's at fault for it, I have no sympathy for him. I'm at the point now where, it's been pointed out to me that there are some things that are criminal offences. This isn't a criminal offence. He's made a grave error in a sporting arena. We've got to move on from it, though.
All right. Very briefly, I know this weekend, there's a lot to talk about this weekend, but I just wanted to mention big fight this weekend.
Yes, it is. Anthony Joshua.
Yeah. Where's that going to go?
It's a good question. We've been debating and deliberating this over the past couple of days. There's a few of my friends that watch boxing religiously that feel Joseph Parker could cause a bit of an upset. They're pointing to the fact that AJ in the last couple of days doesn't quite look himself, in all honesty. Okay. We're seeing a lot of different tone being taken on his social media posts. Of course, that doesn't really mean much. I'm sure they're looking to just cash in on his star. It is bright at this moment in time, unlike Steve Smith. But I don't know on this one. I think AJ is the favourite. He is the favourite. He should win, but it wouldn't surprise me.
There's a lot riding on it, though. It's a perfect record so far. Was it 20 knockouts, 20 fights, something?
20 for 20 in the case of Anthony Joshua, and Joseph Parker, I think, is 24 unbeaten. So both men going into the ring unbeaten. Deontay Wilder, we expect to be front row. He is the other man in possession of a heavyweight title. The winner of this fight could very well take on Deontay Wilder in November over in Las Vegas. That is what I'm hearing on the grapevine. So watch the space with that one. Cardiff, it will be a sellout, no question about it. AJ against Joseph Parker. May the best man win.
All right, then, let's quickly do a lost word today. Chris, ready for this?
Always.
Okay.
The lost word.
Are sending tens of thousands of children to hospital.
Okay, so what is that? What is that rather long bleep there? So it's plural, are sending tens of thousands of children to hospital. It seems a bit dark to me.
Meant to be.
But it isn't. Is it a... what kind of story is it? How would you characterise the story?
It's a study.
Okay, all right.
It's a study that's been carried out. That's not giving too much away.
So is it foods? So it's a food. I'll go with a food. So I will go avocados.
Oh, you're really mixing it with NLT today. Let me tell you. Avocados are sending tens of thousands of children to hospital. Yes. All right, then.
What do you think, Zena?
I don't know, mosquito bites.
Mosquito bites.
I hate mosquito bites.
Glad that we've established that, NLT. Good to know. I'm going jars of slime, which have been withdrawn from the shelves.
How long do you think that bleep is?
In the UAE. It was relatively long. Once more.
The lost word.
Sending tens of thousands of children to hospital.
Now, Emma Brain there sounds relatively perky. Doesn't she? She does.
Maybe she doesn't like children.
She's a perky character, I know that, but oh dear. Chris,
move along.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.